Chapter 4. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, and Carmi, and Hur, and Shobal. Reiah, the son of Shobal, became the father of Jahath, and Jahath became the father of Ahumai and Lahad. These are the families of the Zorathites. These were the sons of the father of Etam, Jezreel, and Ishma, and Idbash, and the name of their sister was Hazalelponai, and Penuel, the father of Gedor, and Ezer, the father of Husha. These are the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrathah, the father of Bethlehem. Asher, the father of Tekoa, had two wives, Hela and Nara. Nara bore him Ahuzam, and Hefer, and Temani, and Ahashtarai. These were the sons of Nara. The sons of Hela were Zereth, Izhar, and Ethnan. Hakoz became the father of Anab, and Zaboba, and the families of Aharlel, the son of Haram. Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him with sorrow." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that it not be to my sorrow." God granted him that which he requested. Caleb, the brother of Shuha, became the father of Mahir, who was the father of Eshton. Eshton became the father of Bethrapha, and Pasea, and Tahina, the father of Ir-Nahash. These are the men of Rekah. The sons of Kenaz, Othniel and Sariah. The sons of Othniel, Hathath. Maonathai became the father of Ophrah, and Sariah became the father of Joab, the father of Ge-Harashim, for they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Eru, Elah, and Nam, and the sons of Elah, and Kenaz, the sons of Jehalalel, Ziph, and Zepha, Teriah, and Asarel, the sons of Ezra, Jether, and Mered, and Epher, and Jalan, and she bore Miriam, and Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Eshtemoah. His wife, the Jewish, bore Jared, the father of Gedor, and Heber, the father of Soko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zanoah. These are the sons of Bethiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, whom Mered took. The sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the father of Kelah the Garmite, and Eshtemoah the Maccathite. The sons of Shimon, Ammon and Rena, Ben-Hanan and Telon. The sons of Aishi, Zoheth and Ben-Zoheth. The sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, the father of Lekah, and Lada, the father of Maresha, and the families of the house of those who worked fine linen, of the house of Ashbea, and Jochum, and the men of Kozeba, and Joash, and Saraph, who had dominion in Moab, and Jeshub-Elahim. The records are ancient. These were the potters, and the inhabitants of Netaim and Gadara. There they lived with the king for his work. The sons of Simeon, Nemuel and Jamin, Jarib, Zerah, Shaul, Shalom his son, Mibsam his son, Mishma his son. The sons of Mishma, Hamuel his son, Zakur his son, Shimei his son. Shimei had 16 sons and 6 daughters, but his brothers didn't have many children, neither did all their family multiply like the children of Judah. They lived at Beersheba, and Molada, and Hazarshual, and at Bilhah, and at Ezim, and at Tolad, and at Bethuel, and at Hormah, and at Ziklag, and at Beth Markaboth, and at Hazar Susim, and at Beth Birai, and at Sharaim. These were the cities to the reign of David. Their villages were Etam, and Ain, Rimmon, and Tokin, and Ashan, 5 cities, and all their villages that were round about the same cities, to Baal. These were their habitations, and there they had their genealogy. Meshobab and Jamlek, and Josha the son of Amaziah, and Joel, and Jehu the son of Joshabiah, the son of Sariah, the son of Asiel, and Eloniai, and Jacobah, and Jeshoshahiah, and Asahai, and Adiel, and Jesimiel, and Benaiah, and Ziza the son of Siphai, the son of Alan, the son of Jediah, the son of Shimri, the son of Shemaiah. These mentioned by name were princes in their families, and their father's houses increased greatly. They went to the entrance of Gedor, even to the east side of the valley, to seek pastures for their flocks. They found fat pasture and good, and the land was wide and quiet and peaceable, for those who lived there before were of Ham. These written by name came in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and struck their tents, and the Meonim who were found there, and destroyed them utterly to this day, and lived in their place, because there was pasture there for their flocks. Some of them, even of the sons of Simeon, 500 men went to Mount Seir, having for their captains Palatiah, and Neriah, and Rephaiah, and Uziel, the sons of Ishi. They struck the remnant of the Amalekites who escaped, and have lived there to this day.